Welcome to the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on November 16, 2001, starting at 5 o'clock. Let's stand for the pledge. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Hi, here.
Charles and Louie, General Manager.
Here.
All right, so if you go to your board packet under the financials tab, on the first page is the balance sheet. And on the balance sheet, it shows that the district's combined Chase with Lace and cash balance was at $1,051,236 at the month end. The district's total liabilities on line 30 was at $823,219 at the month end. Were there any questions on this page?
I have none. Sanderson has none.
All right, I'm going to move on to the next page then, which is the profit and loss. Year-to-date is at 33% of the year. And I'm just going to point out some of the lines that are not at 33%, and if you have any additional questions, I can explain those as well. So if you go down to this first section is revenues, and on line 10, we have new account fees, water bills. That's at 24%. This account represents the fees to set up a new utility account. These fees are currently at $20 for residential accounts and $65 for construction accounts. These fees are hard to predict and can trend under or over budget. Down to line 13, basic facility fees. These fees are charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These revenues are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature. Year-to-date activity consists of 2 3-quarter meter installations in July and 1 during August. And that one is at 408%. Down to line 15, we have total operating income, which is at 39%, so a little bit over the expected percentage. And if you go down to line 19, miscellaneous non-operating income. So this account includes recycling revenues, insurance reimbursements, and other miscellaneous revenues. This account is not budgeted due to unpredictable activity, not budgeted. Year-to-date includes insurance reimbursement for repair costs and materials for a hit hydrant. And that one is at 0% because it was not budgeted. The total revenues year-to-date is at, is at 40% of the year, and that's on line 23. Moving down to expenses, we're at the payroll and benefits. Line 26, we have director fees. This account includes costs for director compensation. Year-to-date is currently at 28% of the budget. Down to line 34, this is workers' compensation. The district makes workers' compensation installment payments in the first part of the fiscal year. Year-to-date is currently at 65% of the budget due to the timing of installment payments. If you go down to line 36, pension. This is now a pension expense for all district employees. Year-to-date is currently at 26% of the budget.
What is that?
Part of it, the vacancy on the field crew worker position, that was expected to be part of that, but
okay.
It's still vacant, so we haven't had any pension towards that. So down to line 39, kind of cut off on mine, I don't know if it is for yours, but total payroll and benefits is at 31%, so just a little bit under budget. Were there any other questions on this page?
No.
Go on to the next page, which is operational expenses. On line 42, we have lab fees. This account includes the cost of lab fees and water quality testing. Year to date is at 39% of the budget due to annual well testing in September. Line 46, well maintenance. This account includes the cost for well maintenance as well as chemical purchases for the wells. Year to date is currently at 49% of the budget due to an emergency control panel purchase for well 2. Total facility wells T&D, that's on line 50. So that's the summary of all that section up there, is at 37%, so a little bit above budget.
What line you said was because we had to purchase an emergency?
It was line 46, well maintenance. That's including the control panel for well 2 when that one got shut down.
Just to let you know, I'm not making any promises, but we did file, or we will be filing insurance.
Yes. All right, and moving on down, we have utilities. On line 54, telephone. This account includes the expenses for the landline at district office and the emergency line answering service. Year to date is currently at 42% of the budget due to the My Telephone upgrade in September.
But that should be starting to
go down. Yeah, it should start going down after this month or next month, or and within a couple months. So line 56, total utilities for the office is at 40%, and that's partially due to that telephone upgrade, and then the electricity was a little higher, but the gas was lower, so that part kind of evens out. Moving down through the office expenses, if you go to line 63, printing and publications. This account includes the printing and publication costs for any district notices or reports. Year-to-date is currently at 5% of budget due to timing of expenses, although hoping that one stays pretty low, because I was looking at last year, it was either last year or 2 years ago, whatever this was based off of, and the field crew vacancy, I guess there was a lot of, publications for that, this budget was kind of based off of that. That's why it's so much higher than what we're at right now. So hopefully it shouldn't even reach the 100%. Down to line 69 is total office expenses, which comes out to 23%, so pretty under budget so far for that section. On line 72, we have the financial audit, which is at 44%. This account includes the cost for the annual financial audit. Year to date is currently at 44% due to the timing of audit bills. On line 73, accounting. This account includes the cost for contract accounting services. Year to date is currently at 25% of the budget. And total support services on line 78 is at 28% of the budget. Are there any other questions on that page?
No, did we
have them? I don't have any.
There's a third page. I don't remember. I think there was always three.
Yes, you're
fine. The next page, on line 80, other fees, the State Water Resources Control Board. This account includes annual lake co fees, the SWRCD fees, and other various county fees. Year-to-date is currently at 51% of budget due to the timing of annual payments. Moving down to line 88, service trucks, repair and maintenance. And that one is at 49% of the budget. This account includes repair and maintenance costs for district vehicles. Year-to-date is currently at 49% of the budget due to increased maintenance services to the service trucks in August. Total on line 90, total service tools and equipment. the year-to-date is at 27% of the budget. Moving down a little bit to line 92 and 93 and 94. So they're all above budget. That's due to the timing of the annual payments. Down to line 98, total expenses is at 32% of the budget, so almost what is expected. Moving down to line 105, total capital projects, there hasn't been a whole lot of activity in there, so it's just at 16% of the budget. And is there any other questions on that page?
No, I don't have any.
I don't have any either.
All right, and as of October 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net income is at $139,153.
Thank you. Are we going to just go over the audit here?
No, that's going to be at the regular
meeting. At the regular meeting, okay. Well then, I adjourn the meeting at what, 5:11?
Okay, motion to
open. It's not a motion for the
meeting. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No motion then, just adjourn.
You okay with that, Carmen?
Yeah, I am, and I'm letting you all know that I'm going to call Alan, and he's going to pick me up and bring me to the regular meeting, okay?
Okay, I would have brought you.
Well, I arranged already for him to do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. All right, sounds good. We'll see you then.
Okay. Everybody take care. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay.
Bye. Yes, ma'am. Bye.